What do you call the equipment that you use in a house to heat it and cool it?
Air conditioning system. Mm-hmm. Or central air conditioning. Because usually central air has heat on it too. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
All right. Do you have a name for the for what circulates the air from the central air in a house? The things that the air circulates through?
Vents.
Vents, okay.
All right.
All right. I think, I don't remember if you mentioned this yesterday or not, but a house that's designed, say, with three rooms lined up.
So one behind them?
Yeah.
A shot behind house.
Yeah.
That's what we call it, because you can shoot from one side and shoot all the way out the door, hit the guy going out the back door.
Right, okay. Do you have a name for a house that's maybe just got one big room here on one side and one big one on the other side, and there's just space between the two? Like you could go out and be like on a porch right in the middle of the house.
And go in through another door? Mm-hmm. That's a duplex.
I see. Have you ever heard the term dog trot house?
Mm-mm.
Not familiar with that.
Okay. No, it's a house. Then we got a dog trot over here where you go play basketball.
What's that?
It's, Tex, our mascot is a bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this thing over here, we got a shuffleboard and basketball and something else over there. I think it's a miniature golf. And they call it a dog trot.
Dog trot. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Okay. Do you have a name for a house that's designed so that it has a long entry hall that's set at right angles to a big room?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have you ever heard of a hall and parlor or a flying L?
Mm-hmm.
Haven't heard of that. Okay.
Yeah. I haven't heard of that.
Okay. Do you have any different names for distinctive designs for houses?
Not really. Two-story.
Yeah.
That's about it. As far as, maybe they call a large house, a mansion, some stuff like that.
Yeah.
And depending on how it's made, you know, if it's Spanish made or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was thinking of designs like split level, ranch style.
Yeah, ranch style.
Yeah.
Not split level, they call them two stories.
Two story.
Yeah.
All right, talking about a building where several different families live, you would just call that...
One more time?
A building that accommodates a number of families.
Mm-hmm. You mean an apartment house?
Mm-hmm. Do you have different names for that?
They got these things in Shreveport now, like, they usually call them projects.
Mm-hmm.
Like that they have, these big, you know, buildings, and there's a lot of people in them. You know what I'm talking about? It's kind of like apartments.
Mm-hmm.
But like they'd be owned by the city or by a church.
Right.
Or something like that, and they call them projects.
Mm-hmm.
All of them, anywhere you go, you know, they say projects.
Right.
They call them that down here in Ruston, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Does the word tenement mean anything to you?
Yeah, I heard of it before, but nobody calls it that.
Meaning? An apartment building or project?
Nobody calls an apartment building nothing, a tenement.
Mm-hmm.
Like I read, you know, when you be reading stuff, you know.
Yeah.
You know, somebody mentioned something about a tenement.
Yeah.
And nobody ever calls me in the street for it.
Yeah. What about these buildings that are similar to apartment houses, but they might be a little bit more elaborate, a little bit more expensive, and the people, instead of renting them, actually own them. But it's, you know, it's similar. There are a lot of families living there, but they own their own kind of like an apartment instead of renting it.